Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The coronavirus check, and we have not chatted with Bernie in far too long. I'm actually worried about him a little bit with no sports to cover, or maybe he's thriving. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Bro Himes. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, buddy?
Do you shop at Stater Bros, bro?
You know, I don't believe there's a Stater Bros out here in East County.
Ah, that's right.
I'm going to get in the shot early. There might be one in Poway, but I don't think there are any in East County.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. Well, with
one and the same. So,
Bernie, with nothing to wager on in the sports world, we have laid our bets on the question: what is Bernie Wilson's favorite baseball movie? We had three different guesses. So, can you at least settle this one for us?
Well, what are the
I want you to give an answer. We could all be wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna get out of it a little easy and say. Actually, can the opening episode of Brockmire, does that count?
God, that's such a good episode.
Oh my goodness. Does that
God.
Count as a movie?
No, but I'm with you there. I feel you. Same with Eastbound and Down for me. But yeah, you got to stick to movies.
Okay, I'm going to get out the easy way and say a tie between The Natural and Bull Durham.
Oh, Lindsay and I both
and
share
in
the
share
victory.
It.
Paul, you owe us $100.
Yeah, $100.
Why? What did Paul
I said? Play? I said Bull Durham. Wood said The Natural, and Paul said...
I said For Love of the Game.
Oh. Yeah, that didn't do much for me.
Yeah, it's probably a little overwrought for Bernie.
Yeah, and you know, same thing with Field of Dreams, too overwrought.
Bernie doesn't seem like the sentimental type.
I'm not.
You know, listen, if it were any other woman in For Love of the Game, I probably wouldn't have been that on board. But I love Kelly Preston. And I mean, go watch Mischief, everybody, while you're on your little quarantine. Watch it in the privacy of your own home. It's fantastic.
Hey, Woods, does she know how to put on the fitted sheets right?
Yeah, she does. See, here, everyone was roasting me over this tweet last night that my wife sent. That's just a saying in our house. There's two ways to put on a fitted sheet. The first way and the right way. Wait, is that right? The first way and the right way. Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually in the bathroom with my son. I was giving him a bath, and she was making the bed. We have never put it on correctly the first time.
I thought she was roasting you.
No, she roasts me plenty of other times.
It's hard to tell which corner goes where until you get started, though.
Sucks.
I understand that completely.
Well, you know what else sucks, Bern? I was worried about you, not only because opening day is here, but it's not here, but your beloved Pearl Jam had to postpone their concert. I was, may I say, I was a little pleased because I did not get tickets. But
really?
Yeah, I did not get tickets.
Wow.
And then the Rolling Stones as well, postponed.
Yeah, the Stones is a harder shock because my wife and I were going to take our 25-year-old son, who normally is into black melodic death metal from the Nordic countries. But he digs the Stones, and we would have gone together as three-quarters of our familial unit. So I was super-duper looking forward to that. With the kid. Yeah, Pearl Jam, hopefully they'll reschedule, but in case, you know, they're playing, Ohana up at Dana Point, which would be, if there is baseball this year, it would be the same day as the last day of the regular season.
Wow.
Or at least the last home game. But you know where my priorities lie. If there's a baseball game that day, I'll be at Pearl Jam in at Ohana.
That's so exactly. I'll see you there.
Okay, you going, bro?
I have to go to that, man. Okay. Kings Leon on Friday, Pearl Jam on Sunday. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, well, we're just going to Sunday, but we have an amigo who lives about 2 miles down PCH, so we can just pregame there and then walk up.
I am all in. So. I'll bring all the fun stuff.
So, Bernie, what is Bernie Wilson from the Associated Press is with us. What is life under coronavirus restrictions like for an Associated Press sports writer?
Just, you know, doing actually helping out a lot on news stuff.
Good.
Yeah,
me too.
You know, you know what the drill is. As a sports editor told me long ago when I was stuck in Spokane desperately trying to get an AP sports job, he said, cool your jets. Sports is just another flavor of news. I think, you know, all AP sports guys and TV guys like you, we've all done a ton of news. And, you know, you just change gears and write about something different. So, and also, you know, doing a lot of desk shifts, filing, editing, compiling stuff. So, you know, it's a little more monotonous and boring than, you know, being down at the ball yard or the arena.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it keeps you going. So
it's all nouns, verbs, adjectives, prepositions. Just put them all together.
Exactly. Dangling modifiers, you try to avoid those.
Yeah, we are talking to Bernie Wilson from the Associated Press. And, yeah, you know, listen, opening day is certainly such a magical time for even the most grizzled and hardened of scribes. I know you look forward to it. Now, about 64 games in, you know, covering the Padres here.
I think the number for Bernie is 2.
Oh, it's more than two.
I'll at least, you know, get through Tony Gwynn opening.
That's
day
right. That's the second day.
That's the second day.
Before the grizzled, hardened nastiness comes out of the laptop. But in fact, I was talking to AJ Preller a couple days ago just trying to catch up on some stuff, and I told him I'd take even the worst baseball game ever right now just to have something to, you know, sports related and baseball related to cover. So,
well, what's interesting, Byrne, is that so baseball, you know, Manfred was on last night with Scott Van Pelt, and he was talking about how baseball is going to need to get creative. Now, one thing you don't think about when you think about baseball being creative is guys like yourself. What if they institute something, Byrne, where they're doing, you know, double headers two or three times a week? What's that going to be like for you?
That's fine. I would have no problem with that.
You say that now. You say that now.
I do, but hey, look, whatever it takes. I mean, I've covered Olympics where you work 12-hour days. And you know you're right, but you're on a bus. You're going through security. You're dealing with morons, and then you go cover stuff for hours, and then repeat the process. So it's, you know, I being sedentary for, you know, what, 8 or 10 hours is not that hard to do. And you know, double, if you know, I've covered a handful of double headers. You know, you write the first game, or you cover the first game, and there's like. You know, hopefully they're not these split day night doubleheaders. Those
are the worst. Just go back to back. Yeah,
you go back to back. You know, they bring a couple fellas out into the hallway for the scribes to interview. There's literally a half hour or hour between games, and then go play the second one. And they need to not be greedy and do the don't do the split day night stuff. Do a traditional back to back doubleheader where the same ticket gets you both games. That would, I think, really endear baseball to the fans, endear the fans to baseball. But you know, a doubleheader is really not that hard. I mean, look, we've all covered the greatest day in sports, which is the first Thursday of the NCAA tournament, where there's 4 games total, 2 back-to-back, then a split of a couple hours, and then you got 2 more games back-to-back with a half hour in between, and we all live to tell about it. So, you know, the adrenaline's there, and I'd be okay with, you know, as long as nobody wants to sacrifice me for the damn stock market, I think I could get out to, two doubleheaders a week. as long as there's Diet Coke and ice cream in the press box.
Sounds like Bernie's maintaining his sanity all right, Woods. So far, so good with all
great.
Of our coronavirus check-ins. Everyone seems to be handling this pretty well, Bernie. It's good to hear your voice, though, and take care. And until we actually do see you in person, hopefully at Petco Park sometime, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later. Take care, man.
All right, you too, guys. Good catching up with you, and stay well.
Later, brother. Take care of yourself.
That is Bernie Wilson from the Associated Press and our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.